Good morning. If you would open your Bibles again to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We'll start in verse 8 and read through verse 13. I'm going to focus more on verse 13 this morning. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of these is love. We live in an age where the fullness of the revelation of Jesus Christ is not yet manifest. We hear of it, we read of it, but we don't see it. We're not yet seeing Jesus in all of his glory face to face. We see through a glass, though dimly. We do see through the glass, and we can see the love of God that has been shown to us. And we at times can even discern the spiritual battles and the wars that are being waged in the heavens. We ponder the meanings of certain commands, and we even ponder the applications of them, even of the sacraments. Is it wine or is it the fruit of the vine? Is grape juice okay? How much water is required for a sufficient baptism, a proper baptism? What is meant by the covering of a woman's head? Are you supralapsarian or infralapsarian in your position regarding the eternal decrees of God? What is the best Bible translation? Can the mysteries of godliness be known by focusing on these questions? Do you remember how you thought as a child? I can't even remember how I thought as a child, so we're going to need to advance a little bit. Do you remember, for you who are married, how you thought about the time when you were married? And for some of us, that's a stretch. So let's just back it up 10 years. Do you remember how you thought 10 years ago? And I've heard one brother describe this as embarrassing. It's embarrassing to remember how we thought even 10 years ago. I wonder if we'll be more embarrassed once we are face to face with Jesus, the living and true God, the Creator, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God, love. We will be face to face with love. I wonder what will it be like to be in the presence of pure and holy, undefiled love. There are revelations in Scripture we don't understand very well, but Scripture could not be more clear. God loves us, and we are to love God, and we are to love one another. It says here in 1 Corinthians 13, that love is greater than hope. Love is greater than even faith. Romans 5, verse 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Brothers and sisters, we would not be able to have hope, a hope that can't be disappointed, if it weren't for the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts. If we're ever disappointed, brothers and sisters, if you're ever experiencing that disappointment, I would submit to you that it's because we might not be hoping in God. We might not be hoping in that love that indeed never fails. But we're hoping in things that do fail. We are forgetful people, and we need to be a remembering people. This verse in Jude, verses 20 through 21, stood out to me yesterday. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we need to open our eyes and we need to be looking for the mercies of God. They are new every morning. Amen. Do you see them? Are you looking for them? If you're not looking, you might not find them. But we need to keep ourselves in the love of God and actively looking for His mercy. We need to open our eyes and look. Love is greater also than faith, because faith cannot work without love. And a non-working faith is a dead faith. You see, love is the engine that makes faith go round and round. Galatians 5, verses 5 through 6. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Faith must work by love to avail anything. And so here we are, brothers and sisters. We're back to love again. I can't count how many times we have been exhorted and preached to about love. And my guess is it will continue. We will need to continue to learn about God's love. We will need to continue to be exhorted of His love. Yearly, weekly, daily, hourly. We need to meditate upon His love, lest we forget, lest we lose hope and begin doubting and our faith tarry. This is the 18th exhortation you have heard on love from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it won't be the last. Scripture is full of the presence of love. First, God demonstrating His own love in Romans 5:8. But God commends His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Brothers and sisters, commit this to your memory. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Just the very adoption, the doctrine of adoption, we should be meditating upon daily. Because God calls you His child. He loves you. And the way that we regard children in this world is a stumbling block as we understand the love of a Father, the true love of our Heavenly Father. And so let the world not distract you in this way, because God loves us in a very pure and honorable way, in an undefiled way. The Bible also instructs the church how to love God and how to love His people. And we've covered a lot of these. But we are to be rooted and grounded in love, Ephesians 3:17. Our hearts are to be knit together in love, Colossians 2:2. We are to provoke one another toward love and good works, Hebrews 10:24. We are to let brotherly love continue, 1 John 3:18. And this is love, that we walk after His commandments. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it, 2 John 1:6. And so this is my prayer for you, church, that you would love, that you would know God, that you would understand His love. And I think I share in that desire with you, with your elders, with your deacons. I think our desire is that you would love God, that you would love one another, and even that we would love you in a sufficient way so as to not defile the name of Jesus Christ. Hear the prayer of a shepherd. These are the words of the Apostle Paul found in Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 19. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Brothers and sisters, love is the greatest. We can have all the knowledge. We can have all the arguments. We can have all the faith. We can have all the positive talking. But if we don't have love, we're nothing. If we don't have love, we are nothing. And so, brothers and sisters, this is my prayer for you. This is my prayer for you, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we confess to you that we have not made love greater. We have made more of other things, even washings, as your word says in Hebrews 6. Father, we pray, O God, that you would help us to treat love as you treat love, that we would love you as you have first loved us, that we would love others as you love us. Father, your word promises that you have shed abroad the love in our hearts as you have given us your Holy Spirit. And so we say, come, Spirit, come. And fill us with your love. Oh, Lord, that our hope would never be disappointed. That our faith would never waver. Oh, Father, would you help us? Would you help us to love? And, Father, we confess to you that we cannot comprehend the expanse of your love and the mysteries of godliness. And so, Father, we ask for your help. We cry out to you humbly, Lord, needing help, needing your wisdom. And we cry out to you and ask for your help. Spirit, I pray that you would move among us, that we would love one another. And Father, that this love would not just be something we say, something we speak, but Father, that this love would be manifest, that it would become real as Jesus became manifest among us. He is real. He could be touched. He could be talked to. He could be heard. You could feel his breath. And Father, I pray that our love for one another would be as such. I pray that our love for you would be as such. Help us, Lord, to love you. Help us to understand your love for us. Help us to love one another. And now we take a moment to confess our own sins to you.